We'll turn in your New Testaments to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Brother Jerry Gallman was scheduled to do the invitation talk this evening. He was unable to do so he asked me to fill in for him. I'm glad to do that, but I'm also really glad that we've been having these talks. I think they've been very beneficial to the brethren, certainly to the men who have been presenting them. I'd like to encourage you to always encourage them in the efforts that they make in this regard. It's not an easy thing to do. I'm a little bit out of practice, so we'll see how quickly we can get through this and make the point that I would like to make here in 1 Corinthians 5. I'm going to read very quickly in just a moment verses 1 through 8. But I want you to note that religiously today, as it has been for generations, there is a tendency to try to divine the times, the signs of the times, determine are we living in the very last of the last days. Is this going to be when the Lord comes again? And it's interesting that the Apostle Paul said in verse 1 to the Thessalonians, concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. I always thought that's an interesting contrast to the plethora of religious books today that seek to write and talk about the signs and the times and the seasons and where we are in the history of mankind, because that's specifically what he's referring to here. There's no need for that. No need to know whether these are the very last of the last days. No need to know if it's going to be this month or this year or this decade that the Lord comes again. He says in verse 2, you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. The reason why he had no reason and they had no need for him to write to them is because you can't know when it is that it's going to happen. It will come as a thief in the night. But since it will come as a thief in the night, there is a problem. The problem is stated in verse 3. They say peace and safety, and then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Now, these individuals who are striving to portend the end of time, they may make the decision that, well, it's not there yet. And it's when they think that they're safe, that the end is not coming, that the end will come. You cannot know when the Lord will come again. But brethren, that's something that we know. We're not in dark about this. We are in the light. We recognize these things. And the remainder of the text indicates this very clearly. In verse 4 going through verse 8, you brethren are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do. That is, they're unprepared. But let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. So this describes to us how it is that we prepare for the coming of the Lord. It's not by looking at the signs and determining the seasons and the years to determine whether or not it's coming. To try to, in some way, divine by the newspapers of the day when Jesus is going to come again. That's not the way you prepare for the coming of the Lord. It's not possible to determine those things. So the way in which you prepare for the coming of the Lord is by being sober-minded, by living a life that is a life of self-control and of diligence. Not to be lax, because if you're lax, it's going to come upon you unaware. But if you're sober-minded, if you're living a righteous life, preparing yourself for that end, it doesn't matter when it comes. Whenever it comes, you'll be prepared because of that diligence. And that's what he calls them to, as he indicates the imminence of that coming. Now, we do recognize that there is nothing that stands between us and the coming of the Lord. Days pass, and they have passed from the time of Paul's writing to the Thessalonians till today. 2,000 years have passed, and yet he still has not come. That does not mean that we have hope of the morrow. All we know is that we have lasted until this day. The long-suffering of God has not yet run out, but there will come a time when his long-suffering will end, when the heavens will melt with fervent heat, the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up, and the way in which we can prepare for that day is living righteously before him. So we offer the invitation. If you are not a Christian, don't wait till tomorrow. You don't have that for a surety. You may not live to see tomorrow. The world may not continue until tomorrow, but you do have today. We invite you to respond to the invitation call by repenting of your sins, confessing him as Lord, and being baptized to have your sins washed away. there is something that is amiss in your life, if you have grown lax, recognize that it's at the time of your lackness that the end may come. You need to remove that impediment to your salvation, your eternal standing with God, to repent and be diligent to live for Him. And if we can help you in that, we offer ourselves to you. The invitation is extended at this time. If there is anyone who needs to answer that call, we ask that you come while together we stand, while we sing.